question from the audience as far as wedding. What do you do if you're in a marriage and you have two little kids and you've outgrown the marriage?
I don't know. I'm not married, but I will say if you have kids and you made certain promises to them, you have to find a way to try and keep that family structure together. Once again, I haven't been married. And of course, these situations can be tough, but we have to have a conversation as men about when do you put your personal feelings aside to do what is best for the child to not pass on the trauma. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, well, if the kids see us getting into it, it's going to cause a lot more drama. Some of you motherfuckers are electing to not see your kids, though, and using the relationship, not you, who brought up the question, which I appreciate. But some of y'all are electing to go through the breakup knowing you're not going to be able to see your kid. Why? So anybody in the situation, I know it's tough because parenting can put a lot of strain on a relationship. But if you can work it out and still have access to see your kids, you know, and whatever caused the relationship to be pulled apart, or you guys outgrew each other, like, you guys probably knew that beforehand. But what do you think?
What do I think? Okay, so what do you do when you're in a marriage that you have outgrown with two little kids? What do you do? You get a divorce. That's what you do.
You want to try and work it out?
Well, being that it's outgrown, I would assume that you've tried to work it out, right? I would assume that you've tried. Of course, you want to try to go to therapy. You want to try to have interventions. You want to try to have a getaway to talk about things. But when I hear outgrown,
yeah,
that lets me know that two people are not on the same page. Once we're not on the same page, it becomes very difficult to get back on the same page. Not impossible.
What should be done on a weekly to keep the relationship on the same page? And also, too, on a therapy, do the therapy while the shit is good. Not while everything's in shambles and it's 4 years or 7 years of misery.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. It's better to leave a toxic relationship than to try to salvage something that is miserable. You only live once. I get it for the sake of the kids, but a kid is not. All right, this is the harsh reality of this situation, right? A kid is never the reason why you should stay in a relationship. That might sound fucked up, but it's true. I'm telling you, it's true. A kid should never be the reason why you stay. If a kid's the reason why you're in a relationship, you're already fucked. Right? The kid should not be a reason. The kid should not be the main reason why you're in a relationship. It really shouldn't be a reason at all. Right? If you're in a relationship because you have a kid, that means you don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, you don't have a desire for that person.
So if the kid is the reason why you're in a relationship, it's not going to work out. You're going to be unhappy. You're going to end up cheating anyway. So my thing is just like, it would be better if you get a divorce. Look, it's not the end of the world. It happens all the time. There's a reason why 50% of marriages end in divorce. It's not guaranteed. It's not illegal to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Is it the best thing for you financially? Of course not. Is it the best thing for you as far as the children living in separate households? Of course not. But I mean, what can you do? You tried to make it work. You shouldn't feel guilty if you tried to make something work and it didn't. Life happens.
Do you think people actually put enough honest effort on a daily or weekly basis? So if we had like a financial literacy crisis before we did the show, do you think people are putting in enough effort to make their relationships actually work, or they're waiting till they blow up to try and fix them?
I think people are not really putting that effort in because they know that they have options. They know that leaving is not, like, it's like back in the day, like, you couldn't leave. Like, you had to figure it out, right? Yeah. So, but I don't know. I just feel like I just would hate for somebody to be in a toxic, miserable, sad, depressed. Life's too short for that. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man. Life's too short for that. I understand that you're trying to do the right thing, but you got to prioritize your mental health.
That's true. And also, too, not for this particular brother, but fellas, like, you have to stop coercing people to stay with you who may not want to stay, or lying to them knowing that's not who you really want. It's going to create a big ass bill for you and a bunch of headaches for you. Like, a lot of times a guy will know going into a situation he doesn't want that person, but because he's not where he want to be, he's going to settle for that person. You just got to just wait and glow up, man, and get who you want.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.